Holy macadamia nut in this nation, do I have some footage for you. Caught red-handed on camera, running away, evading questions at the Cocktails and Conversations Grey Goose event in Miami, Florida. But first, before I show you gotta stick around. These videos are so cool. Before I show you, just a little bit of context about what event Cash Money G Fannie Willis is attending. And why? So we did a video about this not that long ago, very recently, where Cash Money G drew a lot of controversy because she denied a public debate with her challengers. She had two challengers. She had a Democratic challenger, and then she also had a Republican challenger for her district attorney seat in the upcoming election, Courtney Kramer, who actually we're going to have on the show. That reminds me. Oh, you guys got to mark your calendars. Next Friday, May 3rd, 9:30 a.m., we're going to be going live with Courtney Kramer. She is the Republican challenger to Cash Money G. Willis's seat. You know, we're all pulling for her because we need to restore ethics. We need to restore ethos. We need to restore credibility to Fulton County. It is ran amok under Cash Money G. Willis. But anyway, so she drew a lot of controversy because why? Because she actually denied the debate. She said she was going to refuse the debate. She gave some really awful, crappy reason. It was this premeditated statement that she put out saying something to along the likes of, well, you know, in this ongoing investigation, in these high-profile cases, it was very narcissistic, condescending, and highfalutin. And probably her intern wrote it. But basically, what she said in the letter, I went through this in a previous video. Where she said that, well, due to the fact that we're prosecuting these high-profile cases, we can't debate because we don't want to. We feel that this topic might arise, and it would be, you know, something that we couldn't discuss due to legal protocol and responsibilities, et cetera, BS. She's denying, but yet she has time to go to Cocktails and Conversation. She has time to malign Judge McAfee's order and completely violate his order to talk about race, you know, in multiple speeches that she gave recently, and really just all sorts of impropriety that she's not supposed to commit when it comes to being a prosecutor in Fulton County, prosecuting this huge Donald Trump 2020 Georgia election interference case. But then, so she denies the public the right to hear public debate, policies that can inform their decisions to make an educated vote on something that is extremely important in their district, in their county. She denies her people that. You know how she says she's always for the people, which is a bunch of BS. And she goes and has some Grey Goose cocktail conversation at NABCO 2024 Leadership Summit and Retreat. Vomit. I want to vomit in my mouth. Networking, music, and cocktails. So instead of actually being a forthright district attorney and giving her public, giving her constituents, you know, real educated and you know, quality information on her policies in the future as she's running for this seat again in the upcoming election in May, what does she do? She opts out for Grey Goose, right? Well, the footage I'm about to show you is I got to give major massive credit to Laura Loomer. She's got a great Rumble channel, and she's on X as well. I'll leave a link to her X. You got to follow her on X. In the description and show notes. The footage I'm about to show you is Laura Loomer, awesome patriot, awesome independent journalist, confronting Fannie Cash Money G. Willis. There's two separate videos. I can't wait to show you these. I'm going to show them to you right now, where she confronts Cash Money G. Willis at this event on Friday, April 26th, that just happened. Check out these videos and watch how she completely evades and runs away from the camera. Check this out.
Hey, Fannie, how come you haven't complied with the Judiciary Committee's request for your communications with the January 6th committee? Did Joe Biden promise you a position at the DOJ during his second administration? Are you going to be ordering Grey Goose tonight, paying in cash? You say that Donald Trump is violating the law, but you haven't even sent your communications with the J6 committee that was requested by the Judiciary Committee.
Now, this guy right here, tell me, you know, just in the comments right now, tell me, who do you think this guy? This is the guy that was accompanying Cash Money G. Willis as she was leaving this event. I have another video I'm going to show you in just a second. But tell me who you think this guy reminds you of. Who does he remind you of? Does he remind you of anybody that we've covered multiple times? Anybody that possibly could be one of Cash Money G. Willis's famous, how should we say this, associates, friends, lovers, perhaps, from Fulton County? You tell me in the comments. Let me know who you think this guy reminds you of. I know who he reminds me of, but let me know in the comments. I want to hear from you. Now, check out this next video, which is so revealing. Not only does Cash Money G. Willis run away from the camera, but look at the types of people that are at this event. I mean, you leave and deny your constituents an informed, educated public debate for this. Watch this.
Danny, why are you trying to persecute Donald Trump?
As we close out, not go section at this time.
Why are you trying to persecute Donald Trump?
Let me thank our sponsors, Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Why are you weaponizing our justice
Miami-Dade
system
Chamber
against
Commerce,
President Trump, Fannie?
Miami-Dade County.
Fannie, why are you weaponizing our justice system against
we
Donald
also
Trump?
A special shout out to Hip Rock Star, Social Exchange, PDP, TK Production, and District 9 team, Team McGee. Thank y'all. That's the non-pro section.
This is what you have at a Fannie Willis event. Strippers.
No further, man.
What strippers?
Let's go.
She ran away.
Let's go.
Who are all these girls walking around in their underwear? What kind of an event is this? I did a little bit of research, and it just seems like such a, I mean, just an absolute circus clown show. Like, just a bunch of people who have zero skills, zero leadership qualities, zero recognition, viability at all. Like, they deserve zero recognition. It's just an excuse to, it seems like, to just kind of siphon money off poor unbeknownst people who seemed, just because Cash Money G has this name recognition for being an absolute crook. I mean, this retreat or this summit or whatever, and you could see the people that are walking around there, this doesn't seem like a very professional, high-level, executorial type of conference where you see exemplary leaders. It looked really kind of just like a dance club party with probably the Grey Goose was flowing like a river. Cash Money G didn't have to worry about paying for anything probably, and she probably got a hefty speaker fee. I would love to see those public records. Did she pay cash for her Grey Goose? I want to give a huge shout out to Laura Loomer, because Laura, if you're watching, fantastic stuff. Thank you so, so much for being so defiant, for being so brave and standing up to these criminals. These are just straight up criminals who have weaponized the Department of Justice under probably the orders and under the leadership of the Obama, Clinton, Oprah consortium. And by the way, if you're wondering what is she talking about in the video when she confronts Fannie Willis and says, why haven't you submitted the communications for the January 6th and communications with the White House? Remember, we did a video on this. She was subpoenaed by Jim Jordan, who still may hold her in contempt because he asked for very specific documents that she never provided. And also, she had a meeting with Kamala Harris, which she denied to the Pitbull Sadow in court. She lied to Steve Sadow in court, saying she never had a meeting in the White House, which Ashley Merchant proved. Ashley Merchant is one of the attorneys for the co-defendants, Michael Rowan, in that Georgia 2020 election interference case, which is a complete fraud, a complete sham, just like all of the cases against Trump They're complete shams. It's complete election interference. It is the most egregious, and they should all be thrown out and dismissed immediately. And actually, there should be some kind of restitution for Trump. I mean, he's lost so much time, energy. I mean, the stuff that they've thrown at this guy over the last 5-6 years is, it's just a marvel that he's still got the grit, the determination to keep going. I mean, he really doesn't need any of this stuff. So you have to think that the incentive and the motives for him are just purely that he knows his policies are better for this country and better for his kids and grandkids. Same reason why I'm doing this channel, because I love my country and I hate to see the direction and trajectory that it's going in. And I actually care about my kids and my grandkids and my great grandkids. And I want America to flourish for a billion, trillion, zillion years. The way we're going, it's not going to flourish for another 2-3 years. So I throw this off to you. What do you guys think, Nez Nation? What do you think of her denying Georgia, Fulton County public, the constituents, the people, the right to hear her actually argue why her policies are better than Courtney Kramer's and better than other challengers for her seat for district attorney? And instead she attends this pseudo leadership summit that seems like just an excuse to party and get drunk. Let's just face it. You got strippers walking around. You got people that don't really, you don't really characterize or associate with leaders. It didn't seem like the utmost professional summit from what the footage that I saw. There's more footage out there too of this actual event. Just seemed like an excuse. I mean, anytime you label an event cocktails and conversations, I mean, it's all right there in fine print. So let me know in the comments. As always, it's really, really difficult. I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments, but it's literally physically impossible. Members get top priority. So do super chats and super thanks. I really, really thank you for that. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee to support our channel. You get an exclusive access to our members only Discord, members only live stream, members only content, as well as badges next to your name in live streams, priority comments, etc., a whole bunch of perks coming for members. So consider becoming a member. Something that's free for you is you could become a Nez Nation Insider and subscribe to our free Nez Nation Insider newsletter. It's absolutely free. That's in the pinned comment and in the show notes. So is the link to join if you want to become a member. It's in the show notes, the description of this video, also in the pinned comment. You just click that link, click on newsletter, and give us your best email, and you're in. You'll get all the latest, greatest, top stories, current events, breaking news, live breaking stories right to your inbox. There's a good chance, you know, YouTube or these channels, these platforms might delete my channel because the stuff I'm talking about, these guys don't want to hear. They don't want to push. So this is your best way to be in the know. Consider becoming a subscriber of our free newsletter. Become a Nez Nation Insider. I would highly, highly recommend you do that. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right now. They are phenomenal. This one I just published. As always, Nez Nation, God bless you, your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.